Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Golder and today Maseches Chulin Daf Yud, the first parak Kol Sheichadin. The Zikhu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. Amoraim discuss has Sheichad Besochin. If one shacks with a knife without examining it immediately before Shechita, the Nimses Paguma, and it's found afterwards being nicked. Rav Huna says that even if he broke bones with it all day before it was checked, the shechita is invalid because chashin shema b'or nifkama, because we're concerned that perhaps it was nicked by cutting the animal's hide as he began shechting. Rav Chista says the shechita is valid since the knife may have been nicked when breaking a bone. Rav Chista reasons etzem vaday pogam, a bone definitely causes nicks, or suffolk pogam, suffolk lo pogam, but animal hide may cause nicks and may not cause nicks. It's thus a case of suffolk and vaday, vein suffolk motz midei vaday, and an uncertainty does not remove something from certainty, meaning we assume the nick developed from smashing a bone. The Gemara later rules like Rav Huna, where he did not break a bone with a knife after the shechita, and like Rav Chista, where he did break a bone. Rav Chista himself validates the shechita even where he didn't break a bone afterwards, because we assume the knife was nicked on the neck bone after cutting the simanim. Point number two, Rav Chista is challenged from a brisa, which teaches that a tamei who immersed in a mikvah and later discovered a chatzitz on himself, the tevila is invalid even if he handled that material the whole day after the tevila, unless he's certain he had no chatzitz beforehand. Thus, the suffolk chatzitza does invalidate his apparent tevila, and we do not assume the chatzitza developed afterwards. Although he had a prior chazaka of tuma, this animal also had a prior chazaka of being forbidden. The Gemara suggests in Rav Chista's case, Harishchut lefanecha, it's shechted before you, and its former chazaka is nullified. However, it objects that in the Brisa's case too, Haritavo lefanecha, he is immersed before you, and should be presumed tahor. The Gemara counters HaYisilita be'ruusa, but a cause of concern developed in the tami person, since a chatzitza was discovered undermining the apparent tevila. In Rav Chista's case, however, sakin yisra'i behema lo yisra'i. Although the knife developed a cause for concern, the animal itself did not develop a cause for concern, whereas in the case of tevila, the chatzitza was found on the person's body. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Mana ha-milsa da'amru rabbanim? From where do we derive this concept that the rabbi said, Uke milsa acheske, keep a thing on its prior known status until proven otherwise? Rabbi Yonason brings proof from the law of Nigei Batim, Tzoras afflictions of houses, where the kohen is instructed to leave the house after examining the nega and close off the house for 7 days. But perhaps as it goes out of the house, batzle shu'ura, the nega shrinks to less than the minimum size and the closing off is ineffective. It must be that we establish the nega on its prior chazaka of sufficient size. Vacher by Yaakov questioned the source because perhaps the kohen walks out backwards and sees the nega as he leaves without relying on chazaka. Although Abai objects to the suggestion, first, that going out backwards is not called going out, and second, a nega behind the door still cannot be seen, Rava rebuts both objections. Rav Acher Yaakov is challenged from a brisa, which darshans that a kohen is able to close off a house from his own home out of sight of the nega, but he says it refers to a line of people from the afflicted house to the kohens informing him that the nega maintained its size. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Amoraim discuss, Ashochet Besochin, if one shechts with a knife without examining it immediately before Shechita, Venimseitz Paguma, and it's found afterwards to be nicked, Rav Huna says that even if he broke bones with it all day before it was checked, the Shechita is invalid because Chayshin Shema Bo'or Nifkama. We're concerned that perhaps it was nicked by cutting the animal's hide as he began shechting. Rav Chista says the Shechita is valid since the knife may have been nicked when breaking a bone. Rav Chista reasons etzem vaday pogam, a bone definitely causes nicks, or suffolk pogam, suffolk lo pogam, but animal hide may cause nicks and may not cause nicks. It's thus a case of suffolk and vaday, vein suffolk motz midei vaday, and an uncertainty does not remove something from certainty, meaning we assume the nick developed from smashing a bone. The Gemara later rules like Rav Huna, where he did not break a bone with a knife after the shechita, and like Rav Chista, where he did break a bone. Rav Chista himself validates the shechita even where he didn't break a bone afterwards, because we assume the knife was nicked on the neck bone after cutting the simanim. Point number two, Rav Chista is challenged from a brisa, which teaches that a tamei who immersed in a mikvah and later discovered a chatzitz on himself, the tevila is invalid even if he handled that material the whole day after the tevila, unless he's certain he had no chatzitz beforehand. Thus, the suffolk chatzitza does invalidate his apparent tevila, and we do not assume the chatzitza developed afterwards. Although he had a prior chazaka of tuma, this animal also had a prior chazaka of being forbidden. The Gemara suggests in Rav Chista's case, Harishchut lefanecha, it's shechted before you, and its former chazaka is nullified. However, it objects that in the Brisa's case too, Haritavo lefanecha, he is immersed before you, and should be presumed tahor. The Gemara counters how Yisielida Bei Ru'usa, but a cause of concern developed in the Tame person, since a chazitza was discovered undermining the apparent tefillah. In Rav Chisda's case, however, Sakin Yisrael, Behema Lo Yisrael. Although the knife developed a cause for concern, the animal itself did not develop a cause for concern, whereas in the case of tefillah, the chazitza was found on the person's body. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Manah Milsa Da Amru Rabbanim, from where do we derive this concept that the rabbi said, Uke Milsa Acheske, keep a thing on its prior known status until proven otherwise? Rabbi Yonason brings proof from the law of Nigei Batim, Tzras afflictions of houses, where the Kohen is instructed to leave the house after examining the Nega and close off the house for 7 days. But perhaps as he goes out of the house, Batzle Shu'ura, the Nega shrinks to less than the minimum size, and the closing off is ineffective. It must be that we establish the nega on its prior chazaka of sufficient size. Vacher by Yaakov questioned the source because perhaps the Kohen walks out backwards and sees the nega as he leaves without relying on chazaka. Although Abai objects to the suggestion, first, that going out backwards is not called going out, and second, a nega behind the door still cannot be seen, Rava rebuts both objections. Rav Acher ben Yaakov is challenged from a brice which darshans that a Kohen is able to close off a house from his own home out of sight of the nega, but he says it refers to a line of people from the afflicted house to the Kohens informing him that the nega maintained its size. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yud, and our standard Simon is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechita or after, when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the shul mikveh and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tefillah was invalid, didn't notice that the shul was called Beis Chazok and was designed like a base, Manuga. Once again, slow motion. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered that he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechitah or after it when he broke some bones, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss, Hashochet b'sakin, one shacks with a knife without examining it immediately before shechitah, but nims his paguma, and it's found afterwards to be nicked. Rav Huna says that even if he broke bones with it all day before it was checked, the shechitah is invalid because Chayshin Shema Bo'or Nifkama were concerned that perhaps it was nicked by cutting the animal's hide as it began shechting. Rav Chisda says the shechitah is valid since the knife may have been nicked when breaking a bone. So the distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered that he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechitah or after it when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the shul mikveh and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevilah was invalid, which reminds us, Rav Chisda's challenge from a brice, which teaches that a tamei who immersed in a mikveh and later discovered a chatzitza on himself, the tefillah is invalid, even if he handled the material the whole day after the tefillah, unless he certainly had no chatzitza beforehand. Thus, the sefer chatzitza does invalidate his apparent tefillah, and we do not assume the chatzitza developed afterwards. So the distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechitah or after it when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the shul mikveh and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevilah was invalid, didn't notice that the shul was called Beis Chazok and was designed like a Beis Menuga, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahana Milsa Da'am Rabban, from where do we derive this concept? The rabbis say, okay, Milsa Acheske, keep a thing on its prior known status until proven otherwise. Rabbi Yonason brings proof from the law of Nigei Batim, Tzras afflictions of houses, where the Kohen is instructed to leave the house after examining the Nega and close off the house for 7 days. But perhaps as he goes out of the house, Batzua Shu'ura, the Nega shrinks to less than the minimum size and the closing off is ineffective. It must be that we establish the Nega on its prior chazaka of sufficient size. So once again, the distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechitah or after it when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the shul mikveh and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevilah was invalid, didn't notice that the shul was called Beis Chazok and was designed like a base, Manuga. All right, so now it's time for 4 blah blah chazara. Dav vav, so the siman dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. While Rabbi outside used his sword, that must be on dove, vav. While Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovdi kochavim gemurim, which reminds us, Reb Meir prohibited wine of kusim when he heard they were worshipping an idol in the shape of a dove on Har Grizim, and later Amoraim decreed that they are ovdi kochavim gemurim, which signifies that they cannot be mavat rashus, they can't relinquish their property rights like a Jew regarding the laws of Erev, rather, their property must be rented like an idolater's. So while Rabbi Azai used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of Kusi wine while declaring, Kusim ovdei kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of tarubish shel damai, which reminds us, Rabbi Zer Rabasi visited an inn, and the innkeepers, who were amei ha'aretz, brought them roasted eggs mixed with wine. Rabbi Zer didn't eat it, but Ravasi ate it without taking off meiser from the wine. Rabbi Zer asked him if he wasn't concerned about tarubas damai, a mixture containing damai, and Ravasi said he didn't realize. Rabbi Zer didn't accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow someone righteous like Ravasi to inadvertently consume forbidden food, and subsequently found a Mishnah which permits a dish with wine and other ingredients mixed in. So while Rabbi Azai used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of Kusi wine while declaring Kusim ovdei kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of tarubish shel damai next to a yeshiva bachur using a small sword to discreetly take meiser from the dish he was served, since he was concerned the innkeeper switched his food for hers. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings exceptions where we are concerned l'chalufe, for exchange. For example, a yeshiva student who gives food to his innkeeper to prepare must separate meiser again from the finished product, because she rationalizes and says, let the yeshiva student eat the warm food and I'll eat the cold food. Dav Zayin. So the sermon Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on Dav Zayin, kli zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel, which reminds us, the Gemara related three incidents in which Rabbi Zera did not accept that a tzaddik could have eaten forbidden foods. If even regarding the animals of tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a pitfall through them, is it not certain that the same would hold true for righteous people themselves? The background is the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and the split river, followed by his donkey refusing to eat tevel. So the armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel had a good laugh when some menacing armed guards couldn't even hurt the big toe of the boy revived from the dead by touching the grave of a Navi, which reminds the Gemara teaches Rabbi Chami Bar Chanina's principle, Gedoin Tzedikim B'Misasan Yosim B'Chayehen, that Tzedikim are even greater in their death than they are in life, which is derived from the story of the false Navi who was revived from the dead when his body touched the bones of Elisha. During Elisha's lifetime, an entire process was required to bring a child back to life. So the armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel had a good laugh when some menacing guards couldn't even hurt the big toe of the boy revived from the dead by touching the grave of a Navi, because it wasn't decreed from above that he should suffer, which reminds us we're one that Yisurim are ordained from heaven and atone like an olah. Rabbi Chanina said, Ein adam nokev etzbo milamata, elim ken machrizin olav milamala. A person does not stub his toe down below on earth unless they first decreed it upon him from above. Dav Ches. So the simon Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The Challah baker, that must be on Dav Ches, Challah. The challah baker who used a hot shechita knife right from the oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Liben sakim shochaba. If one heated a knife to be white hot and shecht it with it, the shechita is valid because chiduda kodem liyibuna. The knife's sharpness preceded its heat and cut the two simanim, not burn them. The Gemara objects that the sides of the knife burn the esophagus before the shechita is completed, rendering it a treif, and it answers, Beis shechita mirvach ravach. The place of the shechita spreads apart as it's cut and is not burned by the knife. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Avuah said, Sakin shel avodas kochavim, a knife used for idolatry, meaning for idolatrous offerings, which is aser bahana, mutar lishchot ba. It's permitted to shecht with, baser lachtok ba, baser, but forbidden to cut meat with. Shechting with it is permitted because it is makalkel, damaging to the animal, which is more valuable alive than dead. Cutting meat with it is forbidden because matakenhu, it improves the meat. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, while his other assistant cut away the base of shechita from an animal he shechted using an idolatrous knife which was used to cut non-kosher meat because it absorbed forbidden flavors, which reminds us, if one shechts with an idolater's knife, which was used to cut non-kosher meat, Rav says, kolef, he must cut away the surface area which was cut by the knife, because it absorbed the forbidden flavor. Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, mediach, he can merely wash the area from any forbidden material, but no flavor was absorbed into the meat. The Gemara suggests they argue if Beis HaShechita Tzonin, the place of Shechita, is cold and doesn't absorb flavor, or if the Beis HaShechita is Roseach, it's hot enough to absorb the forbidden flavor. Two other explanations are given. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the tea house, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. At the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after Shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela, which reminds us, Shmuel says the butcher must inspect the simanim after Shechita to ensure they were properly cut. If he didn't, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai says it's considered a trefa and forbidden to eat, but a braisa teaches that it's a nevela and is metame through being carried. This malchukah stems from a Hunas principle, Behema b'chayah b'cheskes iser omedes. An animal during its lifetime is established as prohibited. Rashi explains that it was forbidden in consumption as ever mina chai until it becomes known to you how it was shechted, meaning that it was properly shechted. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai holds b'cheskes iser amrina. Although we say the animal is established in a prohibited state, b'cheskes tuma lo amrina, we do not say it's established in a state of tuma since it was not tame during its lifetime. Therefore, its status is similar to a trefa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after Shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela. A wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured, which reminds us Rav Huna said an animal is becheskes iser until it's known that it was properly shechted. He added nishchata, but once it was shechted, becheskes heter omedes. It's established in a permitted state until it becomes known to you how it became a trefa. This is applied to the case of the wolf that returned with intestines that are punctured, and we're concerned that perhaps the wolf's teeth punctured a spot in the intestine which had a pre-existing hole, and the animal was a trefa. Or do we assume the holes were created by a wolf? Rav Huna answered that we're not concerned there were pre-existing holes and rely on the animal's chazaka that it was not a trefa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after Shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela. A wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured. As a waiter jumped to stop a patron from taking a fig that a bird was taking for fear there was already a hole made by a poisonous snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba challenged Rav Huna from a brice, which teaches that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig or a mouse puncturing watermelons, we are concerned that the hole was made there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake, and the fruit may not be eaten. Rav Huna replied, Mikam Adami's Isurla Sakanta, are you comparing prohibitions to danger? Sakana Shani, danger is different and is treated more stringently than concern for possible prohibition. All right, so now it's time to cook the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf to be machok is in a case where the simanim were not checked after Shechita, whether the animal is a trefa or a nevela? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the source for the principle of chazaka comes from Nige Batim? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that a mumer is Oshavik Hetera Ba'achal Yisura and will exchange prohibited chametz for permitted chametz? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Tarovis of Damai is permitted? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a person does not stub his toe down below on earth unless they first accrete it upon him from above? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that vowing Erechin and Nadarim is not L'chadchila? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss what the din is in a case of a tameh who was tovel and later discovered a chatzitza? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that one is permitted to eat from the shechita of a mumra l'avodah zorah, which is proven from Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda eating from Achas feast? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss a case where one shechs with a knife without checking it, but nimseitz paguma, and it's found afterwards to be nicked? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 10. Which daf to discuss which types of mumra cannot bring a carbon? That's on daf Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.